The Burt Show.
All right, Matthew Dwyer back in studio from Healthy Trim. What's going on, dude?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. All right, for those that are like new listeners to The Burt Show and they have no idea who Matthew Dwyer is, they have no idea what Healthy Trim is, they don't have no idea who you are and what this challenge is all about, give them the Matthew Dwyer Healthy Trim Burt's Big Adventure 101.
Well, I was going to do that. I was going to talk about how after 27 months, you know, I've lost 47 pounds in the first 100 days, and after 27 months of going from a fat tub of goo to taking over Healthy Trim, Jen, am I still at 31 in the waist after 27 months?
He looks super skinny today. He walked in, and I was like, you are skinny. Well, what's going on? You're not drinking enough.
He owns Healthy Trim. He has to look skinny.
No, are too skinny.
I don't drink enough. We're gonna get to that in a second. Something that Melissa was talking about earlier regarding vodka. So, but first I want to start off by reading this email that Bert sent me last week. It says, from the dude in the office I put on Healthy Trim a month ago, I was able to stop taking my Adderall and I have tons of energy and the more exercise and I'm feeling better. My meals have been cut in half because I get filled up so quickly. I'm able to control my urges for food because I constantly feel full and I want to smoke less. But I am not sure if it's because of Healthy Trim or because I stopped the Adderall. I feel really good, though. I feel better than I've felt in 3 years. I'm sticking with it because I feel the results of losing weight quickly without having to wait to see the progress. That is what's keeping me on it. Healthy Trim has changed my life in the last month.
Wow.
So I thought that was kind of a compelling email. And then I thought we would kind of, rather than talk about how great Healthy Trim is, let's go after... Let's everybody just come after me. I want to know why.
Personally or professionally?
Either way. Well, we've got over 100,000 people listening right now. And according to the studies.
Seriously?
Yes.
Is that accurate?
According to the studies.
Really?
I don't think it's anywhere near that.
All of a sudden I got nauseous.
Or 12. Wait a minute.
Roll with it a little bit.
I thought it was just our families online.
Wow.
I don't know. Would Q100 listeners, would they rather eat boxed meals or count calories or have lap band surgery, or would they rather take an all-natural supplement that actually works? What do you think?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Yeah.
I think I have to say Healthy Trim because you're about to give me a big check for Burt's Big Adventure.
Well, you don't, but I think that people, really want to know that there's a bunch of questions that people want to know. And the number one question seems to be, can I drink alcoholic beverages while taking Healthy Trim? And Melissa, you said this morning at 5:45 that, I'm sorry, Wendy, at 5:45 that there's 200 calories in a shot of vodka.
Something like that.
Well, thankfully for me and for Bert, that's incorrect. There's actually 64 calories in a shot of Belvedere vodka and 69 calories in a shot of Svedka vodka.
See?
And for those of you that want to know, so basically here's the gig. Yes, you can drink alcoholic beverages while on Healthy Trim, but the darker the liquor, the worse it is for you. The best is what Bert drinks, which is vodka soda, I think. I mean, have you ever had a vodka soda?
Maybe one or two. Yeah. And when I was getting
in a 5-minute period. Right.
Back in the day, Bert, when you were really healthy, you would just...
In 60 seconds, I could do two vodka tonics.
Maybe one or two. Maybe.
Back when you were really healthy, you just used to snort the pure vodka right up your nose. So.
And that's not too far from the truth, to be totally honest with you. But yeah, when I was working out for that picture that we did a long time ago, my trainer had said, look, I mean, you got to really watch what you're drinking here. And if you want to watch the amount of calories that you have and the sugar intake, what you get hung over from is, the alcohol, but also your sugar intake.
Right.
And it processes as fat, or it stores as fat, the sugar and alcohol. So you really got to watch what you're eating. And vodka, there's hardly any sugar at all in it. Or at least it's better than the dark liquors.
That's correct. And, you want to stay away from vodka tonic. I do drink vodka cranberry. There's a little bit of sugar in the cranberry juice, but as you know, I don't put a whole lot of cranberry in my vodka. But another thing is, people want to know the price. It's $54.95, and without for a month's supply, and without question, people are saying they're saving money on Healthy Trim. And don't take my word for it. For y'all here in the studio, and for everybody listening, when you go pump your gas today or tomorrow, just sit there at the food store and watch what people do when they pump their gas. They pump their gas and they go in and they buy a big gulp, or they buy their energy drinks, and then they buy a big bag of chips and donuts and whatnot with it. My point is this. The average person wastes $20 a day on the BS eating and snacking. So you will, without question, save money on Healthy Trim because you're eating what you want, but you're getting fuller faster. And it's all natural.
You said come after you?
Yeah, come after me.
I've got a question.
Go, let me have it.
I've heard from the people in the office who are taking Healthy Trim that you take it in the morning and then you don't eat for several hours. And that, to me, goes opposite of any nutritionist I've ever heard of, which is wake up and eat breakfast and get your metabolism started right away so that you are getting your metabolism going with a healthy breakfast and you go all day long. But with Healthy Trim, they've said you're not supposed to eat.
Well, you sound like my brother, Sean, the Harvard Business School graduates. Yes, that's correct. If you have the willpower to wake up in the morning and eat right away and then eat small 6 to 7 meals a day, go get them. Personally, I can't do that. And I think most Americans are out there just like me that can't do that. I ask that you take Healthy Trim in the morning as your breakfast, drink water, and you go about your day. The only people that Healthy Trim does not work for are the people that forget to shelve their caffeinated drinks, period.
So they take it and keep drinking coffee and sodas? No,
yeah, they take it and they drink their coffee or they drink their beer. And also, I think, Bert, you should tell people how you tell your friends and family to take Healthy Trim.
When they ask me for a bottle, I tell them to take the smallest amount possible. And that's because everybody's body is so different that I think people want to lose weight within 24 hours. So they take like 3 Healthy Trim when they wake up in the morning and they're so like tweaked out that they stop taking it after 24 hours. So what I do is I tell them, take the smallest amount possible in the first couple of days, just one pill, see how your body reacts to it, lose all caffeine, and then listen to your body over 72 hours and adjust from there. Like some people need that meal in the morning, but you have to listen to your body. Others can go without that meal and go 3 hours and be fine.
Yeah, everybody's body is different. Some people need 2, some people need 4, some people need 6. You know, some of these contestants. Another thing is, you know, I want to make it clear that all these contestants, you're about to hear tremendous, tremendous weight loss from these 10 contestants we have out here. And we'll hear it from them. But the main thing is they got no special treatment other than taking Healthy Trim. Yes, did I go in whenever I could to work out with them? Yes. Do you lose weight faster if you work out with Healthy Trim and you get tremendous workouts? Yes, you do. But Healthy Trim absolutely works. Do I know Healthy Trim is the best in the world? No, I do not. But I do know this. I'm on 150 radio stations throughout the country, and everybody on all those stations is personally seeing results. So, you know, if you're listening out there, you have questions, you want to call into 800-456-TRIM or go to healthytrim.com to learn more and find out why all these contestants are losing weight. It's healthytrim.com. But, you know, another question is this FDA approved? Here's the deal. There's no pre-approval with all natural supplements because there's nothing synthetic in here, Jen. However, the FDA highly, highly regulates the facilities where our supplements are manufactured. The other questions are about allergy and thyroid and high blood pressure, but I think we'll get into that once we get into these stories.
Ashley has a quick question for you, and then I want to get into the donation part of this whole thing. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I had a question for Matthew about taking Healthy Trim with other weight loss products. Like I had Ally and Healthy Trim going at the same time.
Did you carry your diaper with you with Ally, like it says on the bottle?
Yeah, I know.
You really poop yourself on that stuff?
It says right on the bottle, please carry a diaper with
you. I actually think that's a great thing. Like, here, if you eat anything while you're taking this, you're going to crap yourself. These are pretty intensive.
At least it's honest.
Yeah.
It is. Going through the drive-thru.
That's a pretty solid diet product. Because if somebody slipped that to me and said, if you eat the next 24 hours, you're going to crap your pants, guess what?
You wouldn't eat.
So what's your question, Ashley?
Well, basically, I just want to know, does he think that that probably had an effect on the Healthy Trim? Because the fact that I gained weight, I was like, I don't want to take this stuff anymore. Because Ally, I consistently lose weight, maybe because I'm crapping myself. But also, you know, like I didn't know which one it was, if it was just negatively affecting it or if it was
I don't understand your question either.
What's the question? You were taking both at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's wondering why one didn't work.
That's a lot of diet supplements.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. All I'll tell you is this. There's 150 milligrams of caffeine, natural caffeine, from the green tea in one capsule. So feel your body out. It's equivalent to a 16-ounce Starbucks cup of coffee or a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee. So if you're used to 3 or 4 cups of coffee, you might need 2 or 3 Healthy Trim. Just figure out the right amount of Healthy Trim that curbs those late-night cravings because the late-night cravings are the killer. And here's the thing. I was a guy that tried 40 to 50 different dietary supplements, and nothing worked for me. I love the mashed potatoes. I love the chips. I love the sugars. I loved the carbs, and I couldn't stop myself. And now after 27 months, not only did I lose 47 pounds in 100 days, but I've kept the weight off ever since. I've gone from a 38 in the waist to a 31 in the waist. And trust me, I like to live my life. I'm no stranger to fun. That's the beautiful thing about Healthy Trim. It's easy, and it actually works. But you know, I think we should kind of turn it over to the stories we've got.
That last caller is a great example of how like people want to lose weight so desperately in 24 hours. She's willing to take everything at the same time.
Don't.
Yeah. You can't do that.
No, you follow the instructions. I mean, look, we're a month away from bathing suit season. I mean, this is the time. It's not January. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to go to HealthyTrim.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight because we'll fully refund your money. No questions asked if it doesn't work for you. But I know it will if you take it the right way.
All right, so let's get to Bert's Big Adventure and this contest also, because it was 90 days ago that Matthew made the offer to 10 Bert Show listeners and said, look, for every pound you lose, he was going to donate $50 to Bert's Big Adventure. That is big money for us right there. Mm-hmm. So we've had 10 people that have been losing weight for the last 90 days. The biggest success story in 90 days is Jay Gilhouse.
Yeah.
87 pounds in 90 wow. days.
That's pretty strong.
Dude.
Ooh, good
that's
for
incredible.
Him.
I'm not even sure if that's endorsable because it's so much weight. Like, my first instinct is that healthy?
Well, yeah, he's, you know, you look at My Biggest Loser, some of these people lose 200 pounds. Yeah, it's first, here's the beautiful thing about
Matthew amputated both of his arms.
Yeah.
We got to get you.
Here's the beautiful thing about Jay Gilhouse, and it leads into one of the frequently asked questions, can you take Healthy Trim with high blood pressure medication? He's been on high blood pressure medication since he was 19 years old. He's 47 years old, and last week, for the first time in 28 years, his doctor took him off high blood pressure medication.
Are you serious?
100%, he says, because of Healthy Trim.
Nice.
Wow. That's you know, incredible.
Coupled with that story last week that I sent you, you know, from the employee here that's off the Adderall, I'm like, dang, okay.
We had a girl with a thyroid condition, started taking Healthy Trim. Her name is Emily York. She started taking Healthy Trim in September. She said she's tried everything for 10 years. She's lost 126 pounds since September.
That's a person.
Wow. Yeah, that is
wow.
a person.
Wow.
All right. So overall, in the 90 days, these 10 contestants lost how much weight?
400 pounds.
Which gives wow. us a donation of?
$20,000. However, it's a $20,000. But I was wow. here, and Jeff, you know, you wanted me to be the biggest contributor, and I wanted to be the biggest contributor. There was also times where I was on and the listeners got to participate and were able, if they bought Healthy Trim, to make a donation themselves to Bert's Big Adventure. So we added it all up, and it comes out to a check from HealthyTrim.com to Bert's Big Adventure for $40,000.
Wow. That is incredible. Huge wow. right there. That's amazing.
Wow. That's life-changing money right there for those families that get to go on Bert's Big Adventure.
Big times. Thank you to all the Bert's Big Adventure contestants that took this thing so seriously, because that, like Jen said, they have no idea how they're going to touch these families next year. That's
yeah.
amazing.
It's really, you know, we're so glad to be a part of it. And again, if anybody wants to ask questions, anybody wants to, you know, find out about Healthy Trim, if anybody wants to start taking Healthy Trim, an all-natural supplement that works with lots of healthy benefits, they go to HealthyTrim.com or call 1-800-456-TRIM. That's 800-456-TRIM.
You have any idea how much ice cream, french fries, and chicken fingers that $40,000 is going to buy? Yeah.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
It's a bit broken right now, American Idol. Ratings for American Idol. Let's check them out. Revenue's fine, at least this year, but the ratings are down. American Idol, adults 18-49, for Tuesday night was down 9% from last week for its lowest 18-49-year-old rating since 2002.
So that's people that are watching that are between the ages of 18 and 49.
Idol delivered its lowest ratings ever and lowest household ratings. Average viewership in adults between the ages of 25 and 54 since August of 2002. So it's not doing so swell right now.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the season, I'm one of the people that doesn't watch anymore. And so y'all made fun of me because I didn't want to watch because Paula was gone. And I felt they had changed the original formula of the show and she was gone. And you know, everybody thought that Ellen was going to come in and be great. And I thought, well, I just don't know if her non-musical background is going to be enough to sustain it through the season. And
I don't think that's the sole reason why it's down, though. I mean, I think it's a contributing factor for sure that Ellen's not what we thought she was going to be, but I don't think that's the sole factor.
No, I think the biggest factor is the contestants.
Yeah. That's it, I think, yeah. USA Today.
They found all the talented people. There's no talented people
left in America.
Well, I mean, the season that Taylor Hicks won was, you know, still had a lot more ratings than this, and, you know.
That was the Catherine McPhee year. Mm-hmm. She really got total scroogey.
That Taylor won the whole thing? Yeah.
Catherine McPhee should have won, and she would have been a megastar.
Was he one of the worst American Idol winners of all time?
Yes. I think so. Well, he hasn't done anything since.
I know Jen has that list that we're going to talk about later on, too, that like who are the best and who are the worst American Idol winners or finalists. And the bottom part of the list is way more interesting than the top part. This is what USA Today says. What's busted about American Idol? And we can debate this back and forth. But first, they say the producers are jacking this thing up. They say in 9 seasons, they still haven't figured out how to finish a live broadcast on time, or even worse, how to pace it out so the last contestant isn't subjected to judges that really don't say anything at all. I mean, they're just wrapping it up at that point, and sometimes that puts the last contestants at a disadvantage.
Yeah, and I think the beginning contestants, they just let the judges go on and on and on and on and on. Like, they need to be tighter on those judges. And remember, when they added, what was it? Last year was Kara's first season, right?
Yes.
So that was a huge struggle for the producers the first year that they had 4. But they've already had a season with 4 judges. Mm-hmm. They should be able to figure it out, you know?
And it seems like even when it's time for them to wrap up, then Ryan continues. It's just way too long in the beginning, right? That's one of the things they say is busted, but I don't see that as a major thing. This is the one right here that you guys brought up, the contestants this year, man.
Yeah. I don't think they've got the strength that they have in the past. I mean, there's not a lot of those goosebump performances. Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure out who's sort of the best out of all of them. But I think Crystal Bowersox is the only one who's really... Her and Big Mike, I guess, a couple of times have given me goosebumps this season where you're at home watching and literally the hairs on your arms stand up watching them hit a note or create a performance. But I could count them on one hand, you know what I mean? And I think in past seasons, it's been a lot of different people creating those moments and some people surprising you with those moments and, you know, just like constantly bringing you back into the show because the talent pool was so good. And I think this year you're sort of trying to look for the best of the worst.
And I don't think there's any like big personalities or captivating personal stories that are going on in their lives. There's nothing
they need to
big
start
about any of them. We don't know anything about them.
Like they produce Olympic broadcasts where they make up a story if there isn't one. Yeah. And Bowersox stood on her porch and stared into the sunset while contemplating her rough upbringing.
Yeah, the only one that I know this year is Big Mike and the pregnancy. His wife delivered while he was auditioning. That's the only It's a great story. It's the only one I remember. What they say here is pretty much what you guys are saying is that the talent among the 4 remaining finalists, they have talent, but none of them is a quote-unquote artist, they say. None of them is an entertainer in the way that, love or hate them, Adam Lambert clearly was last year. Mm-hmm. You just can't love or hate any of them. They're just kind of there.
Yeah, I think I would disagree with that in that I think that Crystal really is an artist on her own.
I would say that too, yeah.
You know, I think she'll be able to create her own brand. Is it a pop, mainstream, you know, pop culture brand? I don't think so. I think she's going to be hanging out like on a jam cruise here soon.
This speaks to Melissa's point. It says, give Ellen a job. And it says, you'd think providing the contestants with an entertainer's perspective would be the perfect role for Ellen DeGeneres, who could be using her comments to help these novices become polished performers. Yet it's less clear now than it was at the start what purpose she thinks she's serving other than a smile and tell them that they're great.
Well, she got a 5-year contract to figure it out.
Ooh, I don't think the show's going to be around 5 years?
No. Uh-huh.
I don't know, man.
It's still, even though its ratings are down, it still outperforms a lot of other shows.
Tons of other shows, yeah.
Like, it's not, I mean, we're talking, what do you got to do to fix American Idol? What you're talking about is fixing it to the point where 30 to 40% of America watched it. Like, that's unbelievable.
But you're starting to see the holes in the ship, though, you know? Like, it's starting to get beat by Dancing with the Stars now.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of shows that do far worse that have been on the air much longer.
Look, it all comes down to how much money they're making. And this year, they're fine. I think the revenue is actually up this year because everybody put their ads in before the season started, so they were assuming it was going to be a huge ratings monster. Well, next year, that might be down a little bit.
In comparison to creating a show like a Lost or a 30 Rock or something like that, where you have to pay mega stars to be on the show and you've got to create sets and this and that and the other thing. Like, it's probably fairly cheap to produce American Idol in the TV world.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They don't pay any of those people to be on the show. Especially I mean, they have to pay the judges, and they have to pay Ryan Seacrest, but they don't have to pay any of those cast members to be there.
Mm-hmm. But when you do the math, like you're talking about how much money it can make, when you do the math and take Simon's salary out of it and add that to a revenue dip, like if I'm a producer, if I'm the programmer, and I look at the bottom line and removing a big salary, even if it hits the ratings, you still might be able to generate the same revenue.
Oh, they'll definitely be around for years. It's just it's not going to ever be at the height that was before.
This is the one problem that they said that kind of surprised me. It said, muzzle the host. For some of us, just hearing Ryan Seacrest insert that dramatic pause in the introductory, this is American Idol, which I do with them every week, is enough to set on our teeth on edge. But even those who like him must realize he's running amok. To the long-running, uncomfortable faux lovers' quarrels with Simon Cowell and his equally embarrassing interviews with the singers, he's now added an arsenal of odd behaviors, ranging from petulant snits to flighty over-exuberance. Watching him is exhausting.
He is starting to crack up, I think.
You think?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep.
He's making some jokes that aren't so funny.
Me too. I can watch him a lot still.
I think he's fantastic. I just admire the way he's able to like handle all of that and juggle it and host it and make it look really easy.
But maybe they're saying he's just contributing to that banter that they're talking about.
Too
it's
much.
Just too much, maybe. But either way, it's a little on the
banter.
There's
one thing this show knows a lot about, it's too much banter.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
All right, here is a question like, do you follow your gut or are you always questioning like, no, this can't be. I'm just being crazy right here. I'm just being crazy. Because Brittany thinks that there are some signs here that maybe her boyfriend is screwing around on her, but she's not sure if she's being nutty about it or not.
Okay.
Hey, Brittany.
There's some telltale signs, right?
I think there are some red flags all the time. Yeah, hey, Brittany, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
How is it working in one of those hurricane simulators?
I know. I think it's where I'm at on the highway, but hopefully we'll be
all right. All right, Brittany, so you've been going out with this dude for how long now?
I think a little over 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. All right, so, and up to this point, you think he's been faithful?
I guess I thought so, but now I'm not sure.
What's making you question his faithfulness?
Well, I've noticed just a lot of, I don't know, for example, like if he's traveling, not out of state or anything, but if he's traveling for work and he'll say he's in one place and then it's just long until he's in another place. And it's just like it doesn't add up. Like it wouldn't be enough time to go from one place to the next. And then, you know, a lot of times he'll be gone and then it's for, you know, a couple of hours, you can't reach him at all. I've noticed that he has on his phone recently taken some photos of, it's like himself. And it just, I mean, I don't know why, it just seems like it would be a photo for maybe a profile picture or something that you emailed or sent in a text. Just a lot of random things like that.
Does he have any history of screwing around on you before that would make you insecure now?
Well, I don't really know for sure, but I think so.
But you don't know. What does he do for a living?
He works for a company where he goes out and he goes out to, you know, people's homes every day.
Okay. So didn't have an office job.
No, he only goes to the office once in a while.
Okay. And when you say you call or you text him, how many hours are we talking about before he hits you back?
Sometimes it's like, I'll be in regular contact with him, and then all of a sudden it'll be like 2 hours or maybe 3 hours before then I'm able to get in touch with him again.
Is that super unusual? That doesn't
Have
sound
you
super
asked
unusual.
Him about why he's out of touch? What does he say when you ask him about it? Like, hey, I was trying to call you to find out what you want for dinner, but you weren't answering your phone. What does he say?
Oh, I was busy. I was working. You know, that kind of thing.
I mean, I think it's almost like you're applying. I mean, you already had your gut is telling you something's wrong, and you're applying everything to that because I don't think it's abnormal for somebody to be out of touch with their partners for hours on a work day.
Right.
You know, but you have suspicion.
Did you say at the beginning when he travels, like he's in different places than he says he is?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's just kind of like if you said, say you're in Atlanta and you'll know that you'll be coming home, which is, I don't know, say you know, Marietta or something like that, you kind of know the time, you know, I mean, including traffic, you kind of know the time that it would take to get there. But then all of a sudden, if you show up in like 15 minutes, there's no way you're in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
So mm-hmm. he shows up faster or mm-hmm. longer than where he says he is. Do you guys right. spend a lot of time together on the weekends when he's not working?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
Like, is there any time on the weekends where he disappears?
Not usually, no.
So it's just during the working. Week while he's working and you can't reach him?
A lot of, yeah, pretty much.
What
and then
it?
I know, I've noticed that this little habit, like, for example, if he's, you know, at home using his computer, if he goes away from the computer, it's like he logs off every time. Like, if he's just, you know, stepping away. It just seems like really weird behavior.
As soon as you come in the room, he closes out what he's doing and he logs off?
Sometimes, or if he's like in a, you know, just step away and go, you know, to another room or whatever, like he logs off always.
Have you ever logged off my computer at home?
Have
yes,
you ever
I
questioned
do.
Him about it? Have you ever said, why do you do that?
Yeah, he just says that I'm being nosy or something like that. So.
All right, 404-741-Q100. What was with the wallet also? You emailed us something that had to do with that.
Oh, yeah, it was one night and I just noticed this, it wasn't, you know, in its usual, you know, place, you know, once you come home and kind of, you know, relax or whatever. And then it was, I don't know where it was. I could never, you know, I was looking around the house and things like that. Just maybe it was in the pants pocket or coat pocket, but I have no idea where it was. I never saw it.
What does that say to you though? It must be bugging you in some way because you emailed us about the wallet as well. So
maybe it was either hidden or it was left somewhere.
Why would he hide his wallet? Like, what reason would he have?
I mean, I don't know. Unless he had something in there he wouldn't want me to see.
Is this making you not want to be in a relationship with him?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound, I mean, the relationship, you're paranoid in it, you know? I mean, right mm-hmm. now, I mean, it obviously sounds like it's everything you think about, every move he makes, you think is to cover something else up.
Mm-hmm. Have you been burned in the past by former boyfriends that cheated on you?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
All right, here's
no, just this one.
Sheila, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. That's exactly, I just want to tell a caller, that's exactly how I caught my boyfriend cheating at one point in time, was the individual profile pictures of himself on his phone, and then found them on the on website from profiles.
That's the strangest one that you mentioned to me mm-hmm. because I can't think of any reason why I would just take a picture of just my face
mm-hmm.
unless I was going to post it on a computer somewhere.
Yeah, like Twitter or something.
Or if he's online dating.
Which is what your gut was telling you too.
Which
right?
is a which would be right. a profile picture. I did right. that with when I got her email, I looked through my phone to see, and I take a bizarre number of pictures of my dog and cat. To see how many pictures I've ever
Are they online dating?
My cat's got a profile. Meowmatch.com.
Awesome.
Good morning, Q100. Hello.
Oh, Matt. Are you about to grow?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I think she should trust her gut.
And we talked about this before.
Stupid,
like,
but, you know, ask him, and if he doesn't come clean, just trust your gut.
Ask him what?
Like, well, just whatever she feels uncomfortable about, and if he doesn't come out clean, then trust your gut. There's 50 million people in this world, and she doesn't need to waste her time on one person that's going to be unfaithful. If she feels that it's going on, then something's not right.
I agree with you, but I think you got to talk to him about it, because part of me feels like this could be a little bit of paranoia on your part. I mean, if you guys are together every weekend when he's not working and mm-hmm. you're spending all weekend together, there's no time during the weekend that he disappears, that you're spending all this time together. I mean, if he's giving you enough like attention and affection, all that stuff when he's not working, if it's only during these work times or when he's on his computer, I don't know. I would ask. I would, if you think the relationship is worth fighting for, then I would say fight for it and find out the answers that you need before just bailing on it. Because typically,
I ask, if I ever do ask or question things, it's always either I'm just being nosy or I'm snooping, or it'll be turned around that somehow, you know, like whatever happened is my fault.
And that's a red flag in itself.
I caused it or whatever.
Here is Nessa. She thinks she's got it figured out. Hey, Nessa.
Hello.
Hey.
I can say that, yes, he is cheating. I only date men who are either married or in relationships. And what he is doing as far as logging off, every time he gets up to go to another room, taking pictures of himself, he's not being faithful. Because that's classic, normal, that's what they do.
That that one example to you says it all right there?
Well, I mean, they're hanging out together on the weekends, but that's, you know, that's normal too. I mean, he has his weekdays where he's, you know, working, but, you know, she's not there and he's home and 15, he's cheating.
And you say you only date married guys?
I only date married men.
Why?
It's safety for myself because I know what I'm getting into and I know that I cannot get hurt because I know the situation.
So it's purely, like, sexual for you?
Basically, I mean, on one hand, no on the other. It's safety. For me, it's more safety.
On one hand and on the other hand.
That's twisted.
Well, that's going to take us in a different direction at another time, but I will save that call. Thank you, Nessa.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You.
Bye-bye. Well, here's Stephanie. She's got an idea. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on Q100.
I was going to say, I don't know exactly what phone carrier she has, but cell phone people, they offer like GPS tracking. So that'd be a quick way for her to find out if he was actually telling the truth or not.
Well, if you wanted to do this kind of thing, you know, we used that private investigator, that Jason, when we were trying to do the I'm Just Curious, the townhouse thing.
Jason Derulo.
And he's offered his services to us. If you wanted to track him and you wanted these guys to sort of tail him, find out where he's really coming from when he says he's half an hour away, but he's really only 10 minutes away, they could do that for you.
Or it would probably only take somebody to sit down and do a couple searches on your computer, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you really want to find out, we can find out for you.
Yeah, that would be good.
If you found out for sure, would you definitely leave?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to call him later on today?
You're afraid to find out, aren't you?
Yeah, because he'll find out.
That's
he's really, really good. He'll find out.
Well, 2 years is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be better to know, you know, if that's what's really happening.
At least you can give the information and you can make a decision from there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's sure.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and I'll get in touch with those guys, because he's really good.
Now, do we have to offer the disclaimer, you know, the other side of it, that if he ever finds out that you did this and he's not doing anything, that relationship's over?
Could be.
Yeah, that is true. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's true.
But he doesn't have, I mean, if she hires Jason, Jason says, nothing's going on, all good, then it's your own decision to keep that to yourself or tell him. But I think I'd keep it to myself.
I'm just saying if he ever found out, like, that's big.
He's going to be pretty upset.
Yeah. Hey, The Bird Show. The Bird Show.
All or nothing trivia. Same question that we've had the last couple of days. These five male celebrities are rumored to just really suck very badly in bed. Who are they? And here is what we are adding to the jackpot today. It's OAR tickets at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. And that is added to Green Day tickets. You got Spasadel. You got Fado. So that's a hell of a jackpot right there. So shall we start?
We shall.
Good morning, Chris. You are on Q100. Hello.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Because I think I got it. All right. Russell Brand, Brody Jenner, Colin Farrell, Spencer Pratt, and 50 Cent.
Four correct.
Four. Okay.
Four correct. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Morning, Q100. Back to you.
Hi.
When you finish backing up your bulldozer, we'll give you an opportunity to answer the question.
Hi, this is Ileana.
Hi, Ileana. Where are you right now that you're beeping when you back up?
I actually just got into an accident.
Oh,
what?
No.
What happened?
So I better win.
Seriously? Like, what happened?
I just traffic on East West Connector.
Was that beeping noise just really distracting you and you hit someone?
Yeah. Okay, I have...
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on a minute. Let's do this right. OnStar, what's your emergency?
I have Russell Brand, Brody Jenner, Colin Farrell, Jesse James, and Tiger Woods.
911's on the way.
I'm sorry?
Was that four right?
Four.
Four right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she is not in the mood.
I feel like we should have been more help to her.
Well, I feel like if I was her, I probably would have hung up before we even picked up.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, I know it. I'm getting all those prizes. Here is Andy. Good morning, Andy. You are on Q100.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Are you okay today? You don't sound great.
I'm awesome. Actually,
sure?
She's like,
beautiful sunny morning.
She's upset about the last caller getting a wreck.
I'm a little upset for her.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were the other person in the wreck.
Oh, hell no.
Background. In the really far background, you hear the beeping?
No. Okay, I have Brody Jenner, 50 Cent, Russell Brand, Stuart Townsend, and Colin Farrell.
You got four.
Okay.
Okay. We are stuck on four. There's one here that you guys can't quite figure out. Hey, Rhonda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I've got Brody Jenner, Russell Brand, Colin Farrell, 50 Cent, and Joaquin Phoenix.
You got four correct.
Four.
I'm knowing now.
Okay, no, you don't.
Oh,
wow.
Dang.
He was going
to.
You can't come on here and take two guesses. Steal all those prizes away from somebody else. I stand for justice.
You can do all kinds of things on the show, but you cannot.
Somebody just clicked you out of protest for you clicking that other girl.
Oh, yeah? Then we'll start it again tomorrow. So there you go. We're still stuck on one then.
Dude, you're going to get fax bombs.
You're
later.
Alpha dog in the contest, Bert. Dang.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you want to give it one more crack here?
Sure.
Go for it.
Brody Jenner, Russell Brand, 50 Cent, Jesse James, Stuart Townsend.
You got four.
Oh.
Four. Okay. Based on everything we heard today, one of you knows now who this is, okay?
Get it. The Bert Show.